You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We entrust our kids with Michigan's teachers 5 days a week. Certainly a teacher can have a profound impact upon our children. Yet most of us probably don't know a whole lot about the way our teachers are paid, and what you don't know may stun you. All this week, Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra is exploring teacher pay in Michigan and what it means for keeping the best teachers in their classrooms instead of seeing them flee for more lucrative and less stressful jobs elsewhere. Jennifer, your series of reports are being posted this week at MichiganRadio.org, and the foundation is a survey Michigan Radio did earlier this year of teachers. Tell us about that.
Right. We put out the survey earlier this summer, and we had close to 400 teachers respond, which was fantastic. Thank you, teachers. And we got responses from the UP all the way on down. I think we heard from teachers in 118 districts, which was really cool. So
that's a big response.
It was a big response. Well, teachers, I feel like we've put out another teacher survey a few years ago, and we also got a great response on that. And I think teachers just really want to get their stories out.
They're dying for somebody to ask them.
Yeah, exactly. And so we used the survey. We asked, you know, very specific questions and then kind of had an open comment section. We took those responses and some themes emerged, and we decided to write about those for our web series.
And what are some of those themes?
So we looked at starting pay for teachers in Michigan, the idea of how we pay teachers. Right now we pay a salary schedule that a lot of civic entities use. It's called a steps in lane schedule, and which basically pays you by years of experience and degree, right? So The longer you've been teaching, the more money you get, and the higher degree you have, the more money you get. We also looked at pay freezes and pay cuts. That came up a lot in our survey.
Can imagine.
Yeah. And it's something that nobody tracks. So the state does not track which districts have pay freezes. So you could be a teacher that signed a contract that said, you know, that you had a salary schedule and you could see, you know, year one, I'm going to make this much. Year five, I'm going to make this much. Year 10, I'll make this much. But that doesn't take into account if the district puts a freeze on your pay. So you could be teaching 7 years in a district and be frozen on step one.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, this is a non-scientific survey and nobody tracks it. So we're just going off the data that we got. But I thought that was pretty telling. I think it was something like close to 60% of our respondents said they had experienced a pay freeze in the past 5 years. So,
and we know districts are struggling.
Right. Another thing that we looked at was just this idea of take-home pay in general, that is something that came up again and again. So people were saying, you know, I make less than I made 6, 7, 8 years ago because of these pay freezes, because of the pay cuts, because health insurance premiums have gone up because the state, you know, changed it so that teachers had to contribute more to their health insurance. So, yeah, overall, it was just general dissatisfaction.
If you think of what you heard, this kind of rush of response to the survey, what do you think the number one thing is that teachers want us to know about how they're paid and how they feel about their jobs?
Oh, wow. To boil it down to one. Well, as I was reading the responses,
What jumped out at you?
I'm not trying to make light of this situation, but I was reading it and I was like, this is depressing. People were just so upset and frustrated, and on all sides of the spectrum. So some were frustrated by the pay schedule. Some were frustrated that teachers in the beginning make so little money. And so it's hard to attract sort of the best and brightest with these starting salaries that are lower than the national average here in Michigan. And I think others talked about how they would not recommend people go into teaching anymore. They wouldn't recommend their own kids go into teaching. They feel like the pay gap between what they could make teaching and what they could make in another profession is just growing. And so it was overall frustration. Some people talked about wanting performance pay, which is where teachers get sort of these added incentives if they have higher student outcomes. Mm-hmm. And some talked about how they think that that's not the way to go. So yeah, I mean, there was a lot of variance, but overall it was sort of a dissatisfaction with the way the profession is perceived.
Absolutely. And what it's like to be a teacher in Michigan today. And these are the people in front of our
right.
kids' classrooms. Mm-hmm. So which is why everyone needs to really I think, get more informed on this issue of teacher pay, because I think it's easy for parents. I mean, you just, it's kind of, that's them. We have our own issues. And you can learn an awful lot about teacher pay in Michigan by going to michiganradio.org. Jennifer Guerra's series of reports will be rolling out this week. Again, michiganradio.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.